Okay, Siman Tesvav, we're up to Sivav. Actually, Sivhei. I want to thank you. I learned, you know, we leaned Achrei Maisa Kedoshim all the years. And I just read all the Erevs, probably everybody does the same thing. Achai Saviv, Eisha Saviv, all these things, chick-chack, and you get done with it. And for the first time in my life, I'm trying to figure out who's what, and who's related to who, and who's mutter, and who's aser. I never realized that a grandmother is mutter to the grandson in HaTorah. Not that I have a big taiva for it, but it's a very, it's just like basic things that you never look into. This simon are the relatives. Beis Gimel and Dalid are the ancestors that are aser, in the first line of hay. And it goes through the different relationships. Most of them are not a lot to talk about, but some of them have a lot of lumdis to them. What we basically did last time, which was...
Rabbi, what's the minute, Siv, please?
Siv Tesvav. Sorry. I believe that the copies. You have a copy of Siman Tesvav. Siman Tesvav. Okay, Siv Hey. Beis, Gimel, Dalid were ancestors of all types. Right? Beis was aim, ima. Like all the mothers all the way up. Teshniyais midrabana. In other words, Menatayri, ima is aser. Grandmother, great grandma, all the way up to. Who's your highest great grandmother you know? I know Leah, because I'm a Levi, so I know I come from Leah. You probably don't know if you come from Leah, Rachel, Bilhah, or Zilpah. But what? But?
Chava.
Chava, yeah, I guess so. I was thinking of Jewish people, but okay. So anyway, all the grandmothers from the mother's side are Aser. Now skip Gimel for a minute. Dalid is the same thing from the father's side. The father's mother's 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 mother. As long as they're all females, that's a din tyrant. Now, once you mix a male into the equation, that's of Gimel. Eim avi imai. When it's a grandmother, but it's your mother's father's mother, so that is asa midrabanan only, and hibulvad. It doesn't keep on going all the way up. When it's eim avi imai,
that's a great grandmother.
Great grandmother. Is Rabbana, but her mother, all the way up, that doesn't keep on going all the way up. In other words, when it's all females, it goes straight up all the way. When there's a male mixed in, then it seems that it doesn't. The same thing in the first line of hay. Aim avi aviv, asumid Rabbana, and hubovad. When it's the father's mother, it doesn't go mother all the way up. Once it's the father's mother, It doesn't keep on going. The Taz seem to say that great grandmother people refer to as long as they're female straight the way up. Once it gets complicated, people don't refer to it that way. So I don't know.
That's why it seems, because most of these not living anymore. Four, three, three, four generations.
They're not living. There's no one to marry them. It's all theoretical, obviously. Yeah, I don't think it comes up now. We move on in Sifhei to the case of a stepmother. This is a new case, and uniquely among all the Ervis that we're going to talk about, the din of a stepmother has a lot of ramifications. So your stepmother is not your blood relative, and as long as she's married to your father, we understand. A stepmother's stepmother, and the Torah asks. What causes a lot of ramifications in other sukkahs and shas is the question of a stepmother after the father dies. Now, if someone's father remarries, it's a stepmother. As long as his father's alive, it's related to him. It's not a blood relative, but it's through marriage. The question is, what happens after the father dies or gives a get? What relationship the stepson has to the former stepmother? And that halacha and the ramifications of that halacha is going to take up most of this morning. So let's first see the din.
But it's different, a divorce or a death.
Is it different? Explain the difference. You're saying logically or halachically?
Logically.
Yeah, I agree with you. It should be a very big difference. But let's see what it says here, what it says in the halacha. You're right. It says, Eim aviv asur midrabanan, sifhei, I'm sorry, Eim aviv asur midrabanan, hibul vad, that I mentioned before, a grandmother, great-great-grandmother with the father mixed in, doesn't keep on going, hibul vad. Now, Eishes aviv, this is where our discussion kicks in today. Eishes aviv means a stepmother. Asura loy min hatayra. There's an issa d'iraisa of erva to eishes aviv. Now, before we go vayta, the pasuk in Achrei Mos, what? The second line of sifhei. Sifhei is the one after sifdal in most prints. The second line, Eishes Aviv. Okay, that's the stepmother case. Now, the pasuk says, "Ervas Eishes Avicha Leisegala, Ervas Avicha Hi." It's an extra three words. Ervas Eishes Avicha Leisegala, Ervas Avicha Hi. So the Gemara said, "Hedrin and Dalid Darshins, Ervas Avicha Hi LeRabbis Achar Misa." Comes to be marba that she remains Ervas Avicha. Even la'achar misa. I'm just going to ask Baal Bat Shekasha before we get into this. While she's married to your father, why do you need a pasuk? She's an eishes ish anyway. Why do you need a pasuk? Ervas eishes avicha when they're still married.
Maybe there's a bigger Einish.
So that would seem to be a possible nafkamina. If they get divorced, she's Eishes Ish. Okay, maybe that's the MacArthur. Okay, so let's see how it's brought here. Eishes Aviv Asur Lei Min HaTaira Bein Shehi Yishtai Min HaNesuin Bein Min HaErisin. Okay, say if it's a wife that had chuppah. Say if there was no chuppah. That's the thing. Say if there was the second side. Say if there was no chuppah and start here. Just turn one to the other side. You still binding. Saivis Medishim and Nesuin, Bein Bechayi Aviv, Bein Kshemes Aviv. Oy Girsha. Okay, Moshe, this is what it says. Oy Girsha, or gave a get. She still is Eishes Aviv. Aval Ima Muteres. But the stepmother's mother, not related to you. Aval an Anas Aviv Isha Muteres. Like, if the father's a Mizana with somebody, that person's not Asa. The Torah says Eishes Avicha. But otherwise, otherwise not. So this is what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. And the Shaila is, and this, as I said, has ramifications all over Hilchus Kedushin, Hilchus Shlichus, and everywhere else. I'll try to explain. What's the lumdis of a stepmother after a father dies? Gerish will have to talk about separately. But a stepmother after a father dies, is she still related to you? In other words, you can learn the pasuk. The Gemara says, "Ervas eishes avicha leisegala, ervas avicha hi." The rabbi is achar misa. So you can learn the rebuy. What?
Your brother's wife is also your brother's. They may have two brothers' wives.
Yeah. So maybe it's the same question. I don't know. Okay. Whether they have children or not. A stepmother after the father dies would not be yasser if not for a ribuy akra. Eishes avicha leisegala, ervas avicha hi. So ervas avicha hi is a ribuy. You can learn two ways, and this is machlekes rishayim. Probably a maskara in the Gemara, as we're going to see in a few minutes. The question is, after the gzeres hakasuv, is the pasuk saying your stepmother remains your relative even after your father dies? That's one way to learn. The Torah is telling you all the arayis are relatives. Some are relatives for marriage. But she remains your stepmother even after the father dies. She's still your stepmother. That's one way to learn. Or you could learn, no. Ervas avicha hi. Even after she's ois relative, because in the past she was related to you, you ask her because ervas avicha hi, she was previously connected to your father. In other words, after we finish this halacha, what do we walk away with? Do we walk away with saying, hey, we went to Chiddush today? The stepmother is still a relative even after the father dies. Or not. What? A lot of nafkaminas. See in a minute. They're tremendous nafkaminas. A kibbutz would seem to be one nafkamina. That's quite obvious. And kibbutz, which is taka discussed in Shulchan Aruch. We'll see. What? Shiva? What? Shiva? No, there's no Shiva. Even if the father's alive, there's no Shiva. It's not one of the seven kriv. It could be a kariv. Then she's what? Erez Avicha, he could be Erez Avicha Haisa. I mean, you're saying that he sounds like. Yeah, I mean, the pshat of the pasuk is the father's still alive. It says it twice, L'rabbi Zachamisa. I'll tell you what this depends on. It depends to a great degree on the following svara, which I'll read you in the context of the Gemara. There's a svara that who asra, who hitala. No, there's a svara like this. This woman, she's not related to me. My father now marries her. She became my erva, who asra, my father asked. And my father died. So now the whole siba of the issa comes off. So now the logic should be it's mutter. The question is, do we say that by arayus? Or we say there's no such thing. Like once an erva, always an erva. Yes, maybe, what?
The Torah goes out its way in two cases. By Achas Isha, the Torah Dafka has to say
it's mutter.
It's mutter. And by Isha's Ach, the Torah.
By Yibum. It's a Yibum. It's Osir. There it's Osir.
It's in Torah.
So what does that prove? That proves what?
No,
that proves that
in death it remains, except the Torah is mastering.
Most arayas, see, it's true. Most arayas remain, but most of them are blood relatives. If you accept that it's your wife's relative, it's like a blood relative. Okay, no, it's your us and your wife's relatives are us. Here, it's your father's second marriage. It's different than all the other cases.
Kalasa is the same thing.
Kalasai. Yeah. So let me read you a Gemara where this all plays out. The first Mishnah Kedushin says a woman becomes Aser b'kesef b'shtar b'biyah. Everyone knows the first part of the Mishnah. Then there's a second part of the Mishnah. B'kaines atzma b'get u'b'misa sabal. A woman becomes Aishesh with a get. So that we know is a parasha of getting in the Torah. B'misa sabal. How do you know? Forget about relatives. You have an Eishes Ish. Her husband dies. How do you know that she's not an Eishes Ish anymore? Maybe what's an Eishes Ish? Always an Eishes Ish. How do you know she's not an Eishes Ish?
It
says in the Torah. What do other people say? That's one answer. It says in the Torah. So I'll tell you what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Bishlam aget, Kosel Seva Krisis. Misa Sabal Min Nolon. Listen to Gemara. Gemara starts. What? Okay, give the Gemara a chance. We'll get to what you're saying. Gemara is going to say that. The Gemara starts. Svarahu, who asa v'hu sharsa. The Gemara starts. Eishes Ish. She's a pnuya. This man marries Eishes Ish. This man's gone. It's logical. She becomes a pnuya again. I would think that's perfectly logical. Eishes Ish, I say Eishes Ish. The Gemara says it's not true. Ha arayis, da asalu v'lay sharilu, which you were saying. It says there are many relatives that outlive the death of the connecting relative. So the Gemara rejects the svara hu asra v'hu matala. The Gemara says midam rachmana yavama she'en labanam asura hayesh labanam uteras. So the Gemara has one makar, a yavama that has children. Again, what I'm going to say, Yavama she'en labanim asura hayesh labanam uteres. So Gemara says Dilma ain't she but to marry other people. Dilma ain't lo banam asura la alma. B'shayi liyabam yesh lo banam kuli alma nami asura. Gemara says maybe not. El b'damar achmana almana l'kayegon l'asura. That's how we know. So how do we know a woman's allowed to, eshes allowed, almana's allowed to get married? The Torah says banam l'kayegon l'asura l'kayeg yishara. Gemara rejects that too. Dilma l'kayegon the balav kuli alma basay. Gemara says maybe not. So the Gemara goes on, it brings two different psukim. The Gemara ends up with the Elam, Midama Kra, Pen Yamas Bo Mulchama Vishachar Yikachena. It says when they go to battle that Pen Yamas Bo Mulchama, that he may die, Vishachachachena. So in Parshas Kiseitza, you have this Gilui Kra. Gemara later brings the second pasik, Visana He Isha Achrain, by Mazig Rishasai. If a man divorces his wife, kusla save krisis, kiyamis isha achrei, and then the second husband dies, so mazig rishasa is asa, but everybody else is mutter. So anyway, the Gemara ends up with psukim. Now the crucial piece is that the Gemara's first svara that it's logical that if someone asered the death of the person should be matir. The Gemara is saying that's not an emissus svara. We see from our royis it's not. Now, one of the famous places where Lachanan has a big shtickle on this is where the Elion of his wife is mutter, is muteras. This is already, I think, from the Trumas Hadesh and from the later Rishayim. The Dan, there's a lot written on whether Elion of his wife is mutter. We don't even know that he had a wife that outlived him. But the Dan, what's the shayla of Eliyahu Hanavi's wife is mutter?
He never died.
But maybe she preceded him in death.
No, but you have to have a meruah out of simcha, and you need a wife for simcha.
But maybe she died before him. But maybe she died before him. Eliyahu lived a very long time. He's Pinchas and Eliyahu.
Not eat supper.
All these Mary bachelors.
No, the point is, if it's a svara, the husband asks her, the husband's matter. So Eliyahu Navi is gone. If you need Misa, Eliyahu Navi never died. He never died, so. The Fakerta Dafkabina is by Kam Rabba B'Shachte L'Rab Zera. If Rab Zera was free now from his wife, or maybe his wife free from him, I don't know which one wanted out. But Rabba killed Rab Zera. So it was Misa Sabal, and then he brought him back. So what happens now? Does he need to do Kedushin? Or a siyasser, okay. So that's a shah. Now, obviously, the shah doesn't come up very often. But.
You have to set a second kosher now for the missus?
What?
You have to set a second kosher for the missus now? Is
the.
Tyra also when the Shabbos left? Okay, back.
Well, they first need a kedushin anyway after Matan Tyra, so. Now.
A heart transplant.
A person is only dead if a person holds his breath. He's not dead, even though there's maniyah. It depends on breath. It has to be a irreversible stopping of the heart. So I don't think anybody holds a heart transplant is a new person. But
now,
what? By tchias hamesim, we'll see in a minute. There's a tshuva about tchias hamesim. I'll tell you in a minute. The Michas Chinuch and Pnei Yeshua are among the Gedalei Olam who talk about this. The Sheet of the Michas Chinuch, he talks about it by the Dinum of Kibra Beim and Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, and again Mitzvah Lamed Hei and the Dinum of Eishes Ish. The Michas Chinuch takes the position that it's a Svar. It's a Svar, Eishes Ish. The husband asks, it doesn't matter. Ayah Gemara says that the svar is not a raya. Gemara brings a pasuk. The pasuk just proves the svar. And as he's saying is that even when the Gemara brings a pasuk, it's just proving the idea, the logic that everybody would say is logical. I guess you would say if you don't like splitting hairs so much, you say, oh yeah, we have to have a pasuk. The husband's not here, so the. Pnei Yeshua, and that you give him days in the sugya that I was looking at, Pnei Yeshua takes a very extreme position. He says that Misa Sabal is like get. Is Gzeres HaKos of get is matir, Yes, because it misses a balance. Not otherwise, she's an Eishas Ish. So she, once she's an Eishas Ish, she's an Eishas Ish. Just like Eishas Aviv, once Eishas Aviv remains Eishas Aviv. Nafkamina, so Yeshua says, he seems to hold this way, lahalacha, that by a Ben Noyach, an Eishas Ish is also by Ben Noyach. The Yeshua says, by Ben Noyach, even if she's an Almana, she remains an Eishas Ish. She's not allowed to remarry. He says the whole heter of an almana remarrying, you're looking like you're in pain. It's a wild shita. It's a play sure. It's not the, you know, like some who are prone to such things. Play sure says that by a ben noyach there's no heter almana. Because look at the Gemara. The Gemara says misas about me nalon, and the Gemara ends up penyamus malucham v'shechi yikachana. That's talking about Jews. Not only that, he says by Tamar. When Yehuda said, why should she be killed? She said, Amanu, why should she be killed? So he says, what? Yiba, there's no real Yiba. Anyway, a Shemeres Yiba is only alive. What? What kind of Baskayin? She was a Ben Nayach. He wasn't a Kayin. He's not a married Grusha. He's a Kayin of Ben Nayach.
How can he be married? She might do it once.
What?
Yeah.
Well, he says it's you of a Sisarev. She's an Eishas Ish, even though she's an Amon, and Amon is not mutter. That says it's Eishua.
I swear. So, I was just something with the Bishra, not with the Bible. No, that's
But yeah, but it's by the same piece, the same, like Yibam is mutter Ben Nayach, not mutter by Ben Yisrael, not mutter by Ben Nayach. Whatever you're going to say, as I say, pretty sure. He says, "What's tzotka bimeni?" If that's pshat, what's tzotka bimeni? He says, "Tzotka bimeni that I know she's a besula, and by a besula, because Aaron and I would never really boil her. So she and by bnei noyach the eishes ish is only with tashmish. So mameila, that's what the Yeshua says." Now, Peshua is the subject of a lot of trouble because Peshua is not prone to saying wild things. He's a klichemden ve'era who goes through. They try to be matzdik to Peshua. He only met kaidem matan Torah, then acha matan Torah, but that's not what Peshua says. The Peshua says because Peshua is strong in the learning the Gemara. He based it on Tosis actually on Yigim Lama Beis. But he's strong in learning the Gemara, that Gemara is rejecting the idea that hu asala hu hitala, and the Mela, there's no din that the ishus comes off because there's no husband.
But doesn't the Rambam say that by Ben Noyach they separate, there's no get, they separate, and
that part of the Rambam is not so schwer because the Rambam is saying that gerishin by a ben noyach is when they separate, when they choose to separate. But almana, they never chose to separate, to break their bond of ishus. So he died.
Even though they're separating because he died, that's not the same thing.
Apparently not, at least according to Yeshua. If it would be the same thing, then you're right. What? So I'll tell you, the logic dictates that it makes no sense. If you learn marriage is a kinyan, a man is kind of something. If he dies, he doesn't own it anymore. He's kind of a wife, he dies, he doesn't own it anymore. What he's saying is that's the Gemara's havamin, it's not the Gemara's maskanim. That's what he's saying. Now, there's a strong raya to this from a very shrewd Rashi and Tosfos. The Mishnah's a gittin on that Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, if a man makes a shliach to divorce his wife, if you have a man, he makes a shliach to travel to his wife and divorce his wife. He writes the get, he gives her the get, he says, go, that's called a shliach lahilacha. A shliach lahilacha, it's not a get until she receives it. What happens if he dies before she gets there, before the shliach gets there? If he dies on the way, so he gets lachamisa, right? Why is there no get? So Rechmiel just said, "I shlichus." That's what it says in Tosfos Yigamlon Beis. Rashi says it elsewhere. I couldn't find the Maramachim. Rashi says he doesn't say in Yiddish. No, I'm sorry. Rashi didn't know Yiddish. He knew German, probably. The think for a minute. Think, does that make sense?
Yes.
Why? I said, think for a minute. When a man makes a shliach to give a get to his wife, and she dies before the get gets there. He dies before the get. So Rashi and Taisa say, the shlichus is bottle, so it's no get. That's why it's bottle? Is that why it's bottle? She's an amana when you get there. I don't understand what are they talking about? She's already an amana anyway. The whole condition was paka. What do you have to tell me? The shlichus is bottle. Right, the shlich is a bottle. What do you tell me the shlich is a bottle? Why do you know the shlich is being a bottle? By the time he gets there, she's not married to him. Well, what, it doesn't make any sense again. Weistois, that there is some, at least have a mina, that it should be shayach again la'achanisef, not for the halacha, that you can't, that the shlich is itself is bottle. It seems. And that, now, yeah.
Come on,
yeah. Well, the Gemara, as I said, discounted. I read the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Yimun, says Yimun's no raya.
No. He wanted the divorce before she told
you,
and then he died.
Yeah, right. So the shlichus is a bottle, so it doesn't work for Yimun. But okay.
The Rashi says it's a maskana. It's not a havamina.
So Weistois is a havamina that you can make her a grusha and an amana. She can be a grusha and an amana. Shlichus is a thing. You mean after the Gzeres HaKasev? So I want to explain. The Gzeres HaKasev is that she's muteris. But it's not the Gzeres HaKasev is not, like the Mechassino says, who asra who sharila, it's all gone. It's not all gone. He's married to her. It's the Gzeres HaKasev that Almana is a hetafa to marry someone else. But she's still Aishas Pliny. She's still Aishas Pliny. What's going to happen with Trias HaMesim? She's always Aishas Pliny, you think? She's still Aishas Pliny, and Amman is allowed to marry someone else. That's how Tzai Yeshua is learning. That there is something there, but that's Xeris HaKasev, it's mutter. Now, I agree the logic dictates, like the Minchasim says, who Shari Lahu Asala. But they're saying differently. Now, Rabbi Hanan has the famous thing, Rabbi Hanan, Rabbi Shimon, and Shari Yosher, and Shazayan. There's a famous lumdis that the Sarah Chaim Brisker made fun of. They clear about the nature of Kiddushin. If you learn Kiddushin is a kinyan, that you kind of a field. So the field is yours. You don't have to maintain the kinyan. You buy a field, it's your field. And it's your field forever. You don't maintain it. You clear Kiddushin, you buy it, then it's yours. Rabbi Chanan, incredibly, and Rabbi Shimon is one thing. Rabbi Shimon sometimes says these types of things. Rabbi Shimon is in the Shari Yashin Siman Zayin, but Rabbi Chanan is a chelik beis of the Kovet Shiurim, where he has Simanim, Siman Chav Zayin, and Chav Ches. He talks there about whether Eliyahu Novi's Alman is, I don't call her an Alman, Eliyahu Novi's wife is Muteris or that. Rabbi Chanan there writes, Lefize, Kiddushin, it's not a one time Kenyan, and it lasts forever. He says, every minute there's a new chalais kedushin. Every minute you're married to your wife, it's sort of a new chalais kedushin. Kedushin is an ongoing chalais. And you don't buy your wife, you don't own your wife. It's a mazel. So that's the famous thing they say, Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon. He told him, mazel tov. Mazel tov on what? He said, mazel tov, we're getting married. He told me, you're right that you get married every minute. So he smiled. So a minute later, he said, mazel tov again. What's the mazel tov? This minute you got married again. You know, there's like Reb Zevin brings this in his biography of Reb Chaim. He met Reb Shimon, he tells him mazel tov every, like, for just to make the point, I guess, that every minute you're getting remarried. But incredibly, Rabbi Chana learns that that's the Havamina Maskana. Who us, Rabbi Shari La? If you learn Kiddushin is a Kenyan, a Mischadeshes, not a Kenyan even, but it's a relationship, it's Mischadesh every minute. So when it ends, it ends. It has to be Mischadesh every moment. When Eliyahu Navi disappears, or Namadas, you become
unto.
What?
Go this to me, the get.
The get ends it. Without the get, it continues every minute. That's the point. The get ends it. Masha'inkin, if you learn that there's no Svara, Siyot, it's a Kenyan, and it's done. She's an Eshes Ish and finished. She's a Chalais Eshes Ish on her. If you want to understand who also Abu Sharila, like the Mitzvah's approach, then it's something that's in the Schadish every moment. And so this is some of the, I guess, the ramifications of this idea. which applies by Eishes Aviv. This if Eishes Aviv remains Eishes Aviv after the father dies, she's Eishes Ish, but does she remain Eishes Aviv? You can learn Xeris HaKasav that she remains Eishes Aviv. If you hold the connection remains, then the connection remains forever and ever. Well, obviously that's not true, so I guess it's automatic. It's somehow an automatic thing. Now, it's not popular. It's more popular to say death, till death does us part, death parts us. So I'll tell you a case where it is popular, to say the opposite. Is it true in the Rav Palam, in Chelik Beis, Rav Palam, he has a section, Sayyid Yisharim, it's fascinating. Everybody has four sections in their tshuvas. Arachayim, Erdeya, Ebenezer, Chesham Mishpat. The Ben Ish Chai, his Chuvis, has five sections. Rechaim, Yerideya, Ebenezer, Chesh Mishpah, and Said Yisharim. Said Yisharim are Kabbalistic Shilas. A lot of people open up, they turn straight to Said Yisharim to see. There, he has a Chuva, and honest to goodness, Chuva, a woman, it was an Amana, and it was suggested a Shidduch for a second marriage. So she asked the Ben Ish Chai, she said, look, I don't mind getting married again. I'm lonely, and I'm married again. But by Tchias HaMeisim, I want to go back to my first husband. I married to my first husband for decades. I have children with him. What's going to happen? I'm going to marry this guy. Now, if he dies before me, I'm in good shape. I'll be an almana from him, and I'll go back to my first husband. Because Mises about my terrorist. He says, but what happens if I die before him? What happens if I die before him? Then I stay an Eishes Ish. I'm still married to him. So what's going to happen by Tchias HaMeisim? I can't go back to my first husband. What was not to me? I never got a get from the second husband. And I never got a... And he never died, the Chai, to be not to me. Now, here the popular answer would be, of course you go back to your first husband, right? They say when Rabbi Yaakov got married, his second wife, he told her before the Chasna, you should know, Losev Lava, I'm with my first wife. And when I get buried, I'm getting buried with my first wife. And, you know, you got to come into the marriage with this understanding, you know, like, you know, he's the Yeshemis. It's not the most romantic thing to say right before, but...
He built a family, yeah.
So the feeling is he built an Iker wife. Whoever's the Iker wife, they built a family with. But if you're going to say, Huasala Hupakala, that death is Mafkia, the whole relationship, so why is it that way? So it's interesting, the Rav Palam's answer... is not like the Yeshua. No, you're still married to your first husband, you're just mutter. That's not what he says. What he writes in the tshuva is that when the body decomposes and a new body gets up by Tchias HaMeisim, the relationships from before are nifka. He says, except for parent-child relationships, which he writes there in the tshuva. But he says, all the relationships are nifka. You get up, you're a new person. It's a panu chadash is ba'olaka. You get up. So you have to recover. You get up, you do whatever you like. You get up, you're free. You can do what you like. He writes, that's why, kam rabba shachte lor b'zeira. B'zeira, when he came back, he didn't have to remarry his wife. There was no recovering. His body never decomposed. So he says, imagine this, he says, the body decomposes, so that's the head.
You skip the wife with anybody you want to.
Right? You go wherever you like, yes, so he says, there are no relationships. He even writes, I don't know why he writes, even sibling relationships don't survive by Tchias HaMeisim, only parent-child relationships. But he's writing that up, Kabbalah. I don't pass get any halachas from it, but what about a tzaddik whose body doesn't decompose? I guess you say, I'm not worried, he's not a tzaddik, so I'm not. What? Yeah. I don't know, whatever schari you take down here is Mamayit the schari upstairs. I don't think that has a lot to do with what I was saying. What?
Mm-hmm.
I can only repeat what it says. The Tchias Amesim stuff, I don't have that much. The, what? What about the property that you own? I'll tell you. This whole discussion, which, like I say, Reb Shimon in Shari Yosh and Shari Zai, and I think Perek Yud Beis and on, has a big arichus on this whole subject. If the Kroivim, Kroive Erva, Eshashish, the Gemara talks about. So Gemara ends up, it says Almana, and therefore your mother. So they should make a chinuch argue. Does it go back? Doesn't it go back? Rabbi Chanan says it's a Trumas Hadesh, and if Eshes Eliyahu is a Materis, one thing by Eshes Ish. By Eshes Aviv, so, and by all these Arayas, the discussion is a real discussion, whether the Din Erva continues after the death of the connecting person. Now, by Kibbut Ava'im, it says in Simur Reish Mem, I think Simchat Aleph, that a person's obligated in a stepmother's kavod, es avicha, es l'rabbis, eshes avicha. Es is marba eshes avicha. But here it says in Shulchan Aruch that after the father dies, there's no, the chi of kavod doesn't continue. Here it says after the it's not a chi of be'etzem. It's not a chi of that you have to respect your stepmother. You have to respect every human being. But it's only because of the father. So the svara seems to be, if it says when the father dies, the covet for the stepmother comes to an end, it seems to be saying that the relationship ends. That she's not related to you. She's really not related to you. She's a stepmother. She's not your relative. She's an erva. She's a vichai. But if the connection ends, that memela, the covet ends. It seems to be, I guess, the more pashut to wait to learn that halacha. It's not mukhruch. It's not 100% mukhruch. It could be, it's funny, the Michas Chinuch, who, by Eshashish, Mechseda Mitzvah Lamed Hei, by Eshashish, goes with the approach that a man dies, his wife is Eshashish, just because who us or who hit him. In Lamed Gimel, by Kibbut Av, it doesn't seem consistent. He says, why aren't you chayiv in the covenant of the stepmother Lachamisa? He says, because you were never chayiv in her covenant in the first place. It was just an expression of Kvayt Adiv, it was covenant of your father. You were never chayiv in the first place. Lishitasa, you shouldn't have to say that. He should have said that you're not chayiv in the covenant anymore because the father died and poof, and poof, she's not related to you. As he could have said.
It's
taka true, it's not the same level, but okay, could be that's why.
Strange because a person who remarries,
yeah,
and then new children, there's so many, I don't want to mention names, we were familiar with people like that. Where there's relationships still with
to this, a person is related to his children, whether from first marriage or second marriage. We're talking about the stepmother.
I understand that. So because of that, there's a relationship with the mother. It's my sibling's mother. So how can we just say that?
Sibling's mother is not if a man is mezana with a woman and has a child, you're not mechuyev in the covet of the man of the woman that the father was mezana with. So it's the kedushin. It's not the child doesn't make the connection. If there are no children, the connection is the same. Then those, the child is not the siba of the connection. Emotionally, it might be that way. You're in a house with the other children.
Are they siblings?
They have siblings. Yeah. That's not the reason Eshasaviv is a relative, because it's irrelevant if there are siblings or there are no siblings. It's the same thing.
Maybe I'm talking more about cover, I guess.
Okay, you're talking logically instead of halachically. You're right, logically.
It always makes a logical case of when the kid was young, the mother was dying, the stepmother raised the kid, there's still no...
So you realize halachically there's no difference. Emotionally there's a very big difference. But halachically there's no real difference. And Ramesh has this tshuva that by Exuba you're allowed to write Ben the stepfather. He says he could write Ben, Belosha Bedeya was called Ben, but he says he should write Ben, so and so, Shegid like a Ben. In other words, whatever it is, Yitzchak ben Avraham, Shegid like a Ben. And when they read it under a chuppah, they don't read Shigid like Kibbeth. It's funny, I've been by weddings, and they're so nervous, because very often people don't even know it's a stepson. So I tell them, write Shigid like Kibbeth, and the person reading it is not going to read those two words. They're very nervous that, no, he'll make a mistake, he'll do it. Do two ksubis, do one, and do another. As if everyone's listening to the ksuba. I mean, who listens to ksuba anyway? The only part people listen to are the first words, because they want to catch the masader if the date is off. Which is good, which is a taiva. Sometimes it's happened. It's happened even to great people like me. But when the date is off. But the people don't really know. People are very nervous about it. You know, they spent their whole life sort of hiding it, and sometimes it's adopted, and the child's really a ger. I understand they're very sensitive; they don't want people to know. But Shagidler, what? So we write a fake suba, then we rip it up, and we go into by the ichad room. If there's svaradim, you have to do it before the ichad room. Svaradim are also be ichad without a shtak suba. Ashkenazim only also be tashmish. So by Svaradim, I once had it, somebody I'm very close with from a different city, and he asked me Misad Kedushin. I was one of the few people that knew that it was his stepchild, and so he wanted to be Misadr, so I flew down to be Misadr, and we did it. We ran over to the Yichud room. I prepared two ksubis, but we only signed one, and they read run underneath, and I went with somebody else. I prepared the ksuba ahead of time and went into the yichud room, and I told Adam it was a mistake in the ksuba. I didn't, and I went in to do a new ksuba, and you know, chick chak. The only time in my life I remember I signed it wrong. Me. My name is Yisrael Ayyaleib. So I wrote Yisrael Ayyaleib. He's supposed to write Ben. I put the under nun after the Leib. I was such a rush. I did Leib, Ben. I did the under nun after the Ben. So we just have to do it again. That's all. We did it, but this is what we do sometimes. We do it that way. But what? Probably not. It's probably only the first yichud. That it's a machaber. He's referring to the first yichud, which has to be roi labia, and it's not roi labia. The subsequent yichud doesn't have to be roi labia. So yeah. I think so. I don't know if the Sfaradim hold that way. At any rate, this is the sugya. Somebody asked about other property. There is a raya to the mechudish tikkum halach. There's a halacha. A ger who dies, all his possessions are hefker. Anybody, if he has no yarshim, a ger shein la yarshim who dies, his possessions become hefker. If he has an eved, the eved is kind of himself. So, if he left the Eved Katan, who can't be kind to himself, so it says that when he dies, if no one's kind to the Eved, so the Eved Katan can't be kind to himself. He's technically still an Eved with no Adayin. And when he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he's kind to himself. But he's only kind to himself for Mamanis. He remains, for Yuchsin, he remains an Eved. So Reb Shimon says, why does he remain an Eved? Well, there's no Adayin. How's he an Eved with no Adayin? Just like a wife with no husband can't be an Eishes Ish. An Eved without an Adayin, how can he be an Eved? So, Reb Shimon, it's a riot to what I'm saying. The Mechudish took away. That Misa is a Matir. The dying is a Matir. Just like Get is a Matir. If you give a Get Shichver to an Eved when he's a Katan, assuming it doesn't work when he's a Katan, it's not going to be Chal when he's a Gadol. So he says that Misa is Matir. Misa is a matir. And if he's a gadol, he's kind of himself, that he's mutter for Bas Yisrael. But if Bishas Misa, he's a katan, when he's nizgadel, financially he's kind of himself. But he remains for the rest of his life, he has no way out. Hamafka avdei tzor get shichur. If Evan becomes hefker, he's not mutter to marry a Bas Yisrael. You still need to get shichur from your Adin. The Adin's dead. So if Shimon wants to prove from here the aside, the Mechudish Tikkum Ahalach, Misa is a Matir. And if there's no Misa that's Matir, then there's no Matir. She can remain an Eishes Ish, or she can remain an Eved Kanani all his life with no way to marry a Bas Yisrael.
What happens by an Eved with a Gadol if the Baal is Matir and he doesn't
it's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. I think it's machlekes Rav and Shmuel the Gemara. I think we paskin. It's always quoted the phrase "Hamav gevet tzar get shichur," that you remain also to a bas Yisrael. But even though it's always quoted, it is machlekes the Gemara. I think Rav and Shmuel, if I remember correctly, in Kedushin. It's always quite. I assume that we passed the Sarket Shikr. I don't know. You know, it's not a Rechaim Dikadin, but it'd be Yasa forever. Yeah.
They're probably sitting by Gerim or children.
By Gerim.
Gerim or children.
What's the problem?
Because who do they belong to?
Don't belong to anybody. A Gerim belongs to himself. Eved belongs to someone. A cotton does is not owned by any. A father doesn't own the child. Father doesn't own his child. He's not a bailam on his child. He's responsible for his child, but he doesn't own him. So ger cotton is not much of it. It's not a problem. If someone's megayrat's cotton, so the machlekes rishayim, if ger cotton becomes a yid, the machlekes taisin hedrin taisin ksuvis. Is the ger cotton, you'll know, could opt out when he turns 13. So Tosfos Sanhedrin holds that, I forget which is Tosfos Sanhedrin, so one of them holds that he's not a ger, he's missing Kabbalah's mitzvahs. We wait, when he turns 13 with Kabbalah's mitzvahs, then he becomes a Jew. The other sheet is no. He becomes a ger when he's a kohen. Why? Because Zachon Ladim Shalai Befanav. And when he's 13, he says, for me it's not a schus. He has a right to say that. And he can opt out. But if he doesn't opt out, we assume that he's masking. There's a big nafkamina, people who adopt a baby and want to never tell them they're adopted. They adopt a tiny baby, and they want to never, don't plan to ever tell them they'll be adopted. So, is he Jewish? If he's a Goyish, a child that you're titled, and you never tell him, you know, it could be he's 80 years old when he finds out. So could he opt out now? Like, how does it work? Is he considered a Jew? He says, I don't want it. Right? You will know that when he's 13, when he has 13, he could say, I'm like,
Nichali.
So that's the question. You're right. The question is he opting out or is he opting in? So Ramesh and the Tshuva sounds like he holds the Iker is, if you never tell him, he's a Jew. He's a Jew. Because Zachalon Shalai Befanav. And that's what he seems to say. Rabbi Shira writes, interestingly, so if you take my advice, ask him when he's 13. Right. He may find out when he's 18 or 20. He says, the 13-year-olds, they're very ethical. They're very firm. He'll want to be a Jew. Once he's 19, 20, you never know. He has already different Yetzer Haris. You know, find out certain things are mutter to him. You don't know. So he gives advice. He advises the people to do it earlier. But it appears that Moshe is not being gone without going into the machlekes. He's not being gone. That it's the geiris is a geiris unless you're megalah. That's not a schus.
You said that though,
Kabbalah's
mitzvah. If he gets geiris, it's
about mamonis, right? Mamonis, he could be kite himself. But iser, that's Rosh Shimon's riot in Shari Yosha. Shari Zayin Perikud Beis. That's his. Right, they don't inherit him. They have no children. It's a geir. The point I'm making today is to be negeya to a mother's-in-law. After a wife dies, does a mother, once a mother-in-law, always a mother-in-law. Yeah. And when the wife dies, I'm a mother-in-law. We're going to get to that soon. But the point here is that one of the main sugyas of arayis is whether the erva blibes an erva, or whether the connecting marriage that created the erva, when that dissolves, that does dissolve the erva. What's the xeris hakos of veishas aviv? Is it telling us once an erva, always an erva? Or is it saying, no, it's always erva, but there's xeris hakos of here that she's aser anyway? And that's a shot. Okay, let's see vav and zayin, because hey, vav and zayin are all parental relationships, chestat, sibling relationships. So vav and zayin, listen to vav. Eishes avi aviv asura lai midrabanan. Vizu ain la hefsik. Okay? The wife of your grandfather is aser, but doesn't keep on going. She'eshes Yaakov Avinu asura al echad mimenu. Now, what it's saying here is that the wife of Yaakov Avinu is also to all of us. That means I'm a Levi. If Rachel Imenu would be alive and want to agree to marry me, then I would be also to her. I'm a Levi. Rachel is not my blood relative. Rachel is my Leah is my ancestor. So, right. So she's not my blood relative, but nevertheless, she's also, and that's the let's just say Zion. Eishes Avi Imai. The wife of a grandfather is asur b'vad. It doesn't keep on going. So this is a step grandparent. A great grandparent is asur. So this ends these six sifim, the ancestral relationships. That our sameach, based really on a Ramban, has an inconsistency in all these rules. It gets very complicated, but he narrows it down to the following. We just learned that Rachel is usher to me, even though she's not a blood relative. She's not my blood relative. I come from Leah. So it's my great-great-great-grandfather, Yaakov's other wife. But it doesn't matter. That's the Chazal asked that midrabban. So that's the midrabban. He says, what about Tamar marrying David HaMelech? David HaMelech's great-great-etc. grandmother is Tamar. It's a blood relative. But it's not Eishes Avi Aviv. Yehuda never married Tamar. If you learn like Rashi says that Yosef Ladaitoid means he never married her. So and that is mutter, because Eishes, when there's a father mixed in, the ancestor is mutter. It doesn't keep on going. So or Sameach, he quotes a Ramban and a Taisvis, who says some of the Shniyais are inconsistent. Because here you have Rachel Imenu, who's not a blood relative of a Ben Leah, is Aser, and Tamar, who's a blood relative to David, it's his great, etc., grandmother, but we said, if it's all female, it keeps on going forever. But once there's a male mixed in, then it doesn't go forever. So it's his father's mother, so that doesn't keep on going. So here's the kasha, why in the Shniyais, there are a few inconsistencies. There's an inconsistency. Here you have a blood relative that's mutter, going all the way up, and a tzugakumina, Rachel, who's not a blood relative, that's aser. So he deals with this. Now he talks about the Shniyais. We didn't get Shniyais adinim derabanan. The Yisayid of Dar Sameach, which is negat to a few of the Shniyais. We spoke so far only about the Raises. I hope to give out a list of the Shniyais next week. But what he says is that in the Derabbanans, the Derabbanans came after the Yetzirah of blood relatives was bottled. After the Yetzirah of relatives was bottled. He says the fact that we find occasionally. Now, there are Shniyais that are Asa. Grandmother, great-grandmother, yeah, these are Asa. But there are Asa Atu a mother, or grandmother's Asa. But in the Issa Drabbanans, they were more makel by blood relatives, who there's no natural taiva, than Tsugakovna, so to speak, where there would be a natural taiva. And obviously, Tamar would be 2,000, 3,000 years old, but that's not the point. The point is in the formula of it, that's the Ar Sameach. In the beginning of Hilchasishus, in Perek Afal Achavav, he wants to give a guideline for some of the inconsistencies in the Shniyais. That sometimes by blood relatives, they were more makel than by Tzugakumina, where there's more of a nature to have a taiva for physics. So Akapanim, this is Sibbeis through Beis Gimel Dalit, Hevav Zayin, six sifim about ancestral relationships, and now it's organized. We're going to get next week to sibling relationships.